300 knots or greater, I'm going to give you a ready hit it. At that point, I'm going to take the stick, I'm going to pull it all the way into the back, basically in my lap, which is going to be a maximum performance pull, but it's going to feel like straight up.
Set it for a little sustained inverted flight. All right, here we go. Ready? We got 370 set. Rolling it. All right. How you feeling?
I'm good, but I'm definitely hanging.
Pretty weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can really tell if you got your straps tight enough.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Little push. Rolling out.
Oh, awesome.
Pretty sweet, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so there's 3 Gs. Squeeze your butt if you want. All right, now you can start to relax. The G's gonna come off. Just look outside. Now as we go straight nose low, once we get past nose low, I'm gonna go ahead and start the pull on again.
Okay.
All right, here we go, a little pull.
Altitude.
All right, how's that?
Awesome.
What do you think about, it's about 3.5 Gs, what do you think about that?
It's cool.
Any issues?
No.
All right, well, we'll set up quick for a G warm. We'll start to see how your G is, and then we'll do the supersonic run, which is a little bit more chill.
Okay.
Ready, hit it. All right, there's 4.5, there's 4, sustained. Just hold it, keep squeezing. You're almost there. All right, we're done, we're rolling out. How's that? That wasn't bad, right?
No.
Right at 4? All right, now we're gonna go 6. All right, we're gonna go to the right now for 6 Gs.
Okay,
a little bit more strain. All right, squeeze those legs, take a deep breath. Ready, hit it. All right, there's 5.5, there's 6. 5.5, coming a little more to 6. Keep pulling. All right. How's that?
Awesome.
6.1. You get a little gray vision at all?
A little bit.
So now, I'm going to have you take the throttles, and when I tell you, you're going to push them all the way forward. I'm going to push forward on the stick. You're going to get a little bit light in your seat, and I'm going to start the clock, and we'll see how fast it takes us to break the speed of sound, okay?
All right.
All right, take the throttles, push them all the way forward. Keep going. All right, there's full afterburner. There's the clock started. Here's the unload. You're going to get a little bit light in your seat. Look at the wings. They're going to clean up. And here we go. There's 200 knots, and we're less than 10 seconds. There's 250 at 10.
Altitude.
300.
Altitude.
So 0.55. 400. 20 seconds. You see how side we're moving a little bit fast. We're doing about 600 miles per hour over the ground right now. Coming up on 30 seconds, there's 550. It's a little warm today, so the airplane doesn't perform as well. All right, there it is, 1.0 at, 37 seconds. Power's going to come back. You're going to feel like you hit the brakes. Probably go forward your seat a little bit.
Wow.
So all that bumping was actually just the unstable air. That had nothing to do with breaking the speed of sound. It was just bumpy down low.
Okay.
So that was it, man. You broke the speed of sound.
How many people can say that?
I know. Pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just got done flying riding the Blue Angels F-18 Hornet, and it was an experience of a lifetime. It was unbelievable. Everything about it, from the takeoff to the landing, something I'll never forget. You know, pretty cool day.